Fisting inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
And welcome, my friends. Yes, this is the Thursday, January 12th edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour, we'll talk about a little finance, a little politics, and as I guessed, some misunderstanding about suspicious activities reports that banks and financial institutions will soon be forced to comply with. But first, let's take a look and see what's going on Wall Street. Dow higher by 11 at 12,460. NASDAQ higher by 12 at 2,722. U.S. dollar weaker by 49. Dollar index at 80.79. Crude oil weaker by $1.67 at 99.20. Apparently, the folks over in Europe have delayed implementation of Iranian oil embargo by 6 months. Gold higher by $4.50 at $16,48.50. Silver higher by 10 cents at $30.17. Platinum higher by $2 at $15.01. Palladium weaker by 7 at $6.40. Miners having a fair day. XAU higher by 185 basis points. XAU now sitting at 194.90. I need to draw your attention to a few stories you will find posted on my website today at robbienoel.com. And we'll have those for you when we return.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Come, they told me, pour up a bum bum. Our newborn king to see, pour up a bum bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pour up a bum bum. To set.
Welcome back to the flip side. And just a note to my producer, we need to dump the Christmas bumps. That was a few weeks ago. Stories of interest I'd like to draw your attention to that you can find on my website. A fascinating speech given by Eric Sprout at the recent Casey Research Summit, where he explains in plain English the disparity in demand and supply of silver, and asks the important question, who is not getting the silver? And I might remind you as well, you can also read the article, as you know, Eric Sprout, a few months ago, sent an open letter to 17 of the world's largest silver producers, telling them to limit their silver sales until prices increase. And it was a much better idea if they held on to their silver than sell it and put those worthless Federal Reserve notes in the bank. Well, it seems evident that at least one silver mine is heeding his call. Endeavor Silver announced it was withholding a substantial amount of gold and silver that it produced last year and is going to sit on it and wait for higher prices. John Embry, who, if you remember, came out with a very bold prediction a few weeks ago by saying that gold will not trade below $1,500 ever again. Well, today he's made a prediction about the future silver price. And he is categorical about where he thinks silver is going to go, as he is confident that 1500 is a floor for gold. Speaking to King World News, he says, I think silver is a rocket ride here and is priced way below where it should be. It's been put there by the paper criminals, and this will correct itself violently because there is no physical silver available of any magnitude. All it will take is some significant buying in the physical silver market to unleash the beast, and when it gets going, people will look on in astonishment. I don't have a problem with silver blowing through its all-time high this year and heading towards $100. Once it clears 50, there's no overhead resistance, and then things will get interesting. I believe silver will hit $100 in 12 to 24 months. As you know, I've been a great proponent of a falling gold-silver ratio, which is currently in the range of 55 to 1. It will hit 10 to 1 or 15 to 1 before this bull market is over. Silver will rise 2 to 3 times faster than gold. And as you know, I'm extremely optimistic about where the gold price is headed long term. Embry also issued a warning about where things are headed for 2012. Quite frankly, he said, 2012 is going to be an anus horribilis for those with a conventional view on economics and finance. There is a degree of complacency right now that I find airy, and there's no reason for this complacency. I guess it's a testament to the power of the mainstream media, hoodwinking the public and the government chirping in with their bogus statistics. At this point, people have no real appreciation of how bad things are going to get, and I think it's going to hit big time this year. So once again, when you add together the the comments by Eric Sprout at the KC Summit, and the announcement by Endeavor Silver, I think I'm pretty confident in in my biased assessment. And yes, I am biased because I hold a large physical silver position. And I did it for one simple reason. I listen to people that are a lot smarter than me in this business. People such as Luis Yamada, Eric Sprout, John Embry, James Turk. And you'll find contributions from all those learned folks on my website today. You will also find a link to the story, which unfortunately I didn't have up yesterday, but spoke about it. An article by Simon Black, from his website, Sovereign Man, entitled Why 308 Million Americans Are Going to Get Hosed When the New suspicious activity reporting requirements become mandatory and enforceable in March of 2013. Now, what's interesting about the link to Simon Black's website at Sovereign Man is not so much his reporting on this subject, but reading the comments of many people who who are just as befuddled about this as anybody else. Now, one thing that I did come across that may cause us to get a little bit more paranoid, but I'm reminded of a statement that Ron Paul made during one of the debates where he got ridiculed by the neoconservatives. The subject, I think, was on immigration and the border fence. And Ron Paul, in a humorous moment, proffered the idea that the border fence was being put up not so much as to stop illegals coming into America, but was done more so to keep Americans inside America. Well, when you read how onerous these suspicious activity reports are going to be and the many industries it's going to affect, here's another story that makes you go hum. Because in large part, the suspicious activities reporting requirement is done in large part to track currency movements both in the U.S. and outside the U.S. And then I came across this website called Homeland Security Newswire. That reports about cash-sniffing dogs are now at the Philadelphia airport. I kid you not. We'll have more when we return.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlo. Non-prescription ColonFlo is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlo works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlo is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. So this little snippet from Homeland Security Newswire. Cash-sniffing dogs come to Philadelphia Airport. U.S. Customs and Border Protection employs a small number of currency-sniffing dogs. Nina, the currency-sniffing canine working at the Philadelphia International Airport, last Friday sniffed out a woman heading to Jamaica with $41,500 in her checked luggage. There are explosive-sniffing dogs, drug-sniffing dogs, cadaver-sniffing dogs, and now there are cash-sniffing dogs. Nina, the currency-sniffing dog, sniffed out a Bonanza last Friday at Philadelphia International Airport, $41,500 in the checked luggage of a passenger bound for Jamaica. The money was concealed in the suitcase, a liner, according to a spokesman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The Philadelphia Daily News reports that was in addition to $1,802 in the carry-on bag of a woman, a U.S. citizen, who was headed to the Caribbean. The woman had declared that she was carrying $5,000. The woman abandoned the $43,302 and was released, according to the customs official. There's no limit on how much currency travelers can carry into or out of the country, but they must declare amounts exceeding $10,000. You know, it kind of gets spooky for me from time to time, because I often make references to what happened in South Africa in the years after South Africa declared a war on terror. And just like suspicious activity reports, those were implemented in South Africa as well in order to thwart money going to the ANC. And as a matter of fact, South Africa went so far as to introduce a two-tier currency system. South African rands that could be used within the country, and there was another rand that was used solely for export. And leading up to the Mandela election, South Africans found very creative ways of getting their money out of the country. One of the more successful methods, but was soon pounced on, was well-to-do folks would have very expensive yachts built, and they would simply sail off into the sunset with the hope of selling the yacht either in New Zealand, Australia, or Europe. That was, as I said, successful to a point until, obviously, the government became aware of it and subsequently put a kibosh on anybody building an expensive yacht and sailing it out of the country. But you see how out of control this bogus war on terror is. It's amazing how many liberties can be stripped from Americans before they finally wake up and smell the coffee. And the interesting thing about liberties, once they are taken, they are very rarely ever given back. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's any examples of liberties returned anywhere in history. And so I guess that leads us to the big kahuna story that you will find on my website today. We'll have that for you when you return.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think, but to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula, tested, tried, and true, and an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation. And the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Do you think they like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. You know, whenever you bring up the Israeli and Zionist question, people automatically assume that it is just another anti-Semitic rant. Well, I have an article posted on my website today simply entitled The BB Connection. And it is another insightful article written by Max Blumenthal, regarded by Abe Foxman and the ADL as just another self-hating Jew, where he exposes Bibi Netanyahu for what he is, and also proves beyond all reasonable doubt that this rabid Zionist, Bibi Netanyahu, has plans for who is going to be the next president of the United States. Should come as no shock or surprise Bibi Netanyahu's rise to political power has in large part been supported and sponsored by Las Vegas Sands casino chairman Sheldon Adelson, who has America's eighth wealthiest man. And as Max Blumenthal says, at the same time, Sheldon was bankrolling Netanyahu's career, Adelson also became Gingrich's leading financial angel. The casino kingpin was introduced to Gingrich in 1996 through a guy called George Harris, a right-wing anti-tax activist and Clark County, Nevada Republican chairman who helped Adelson block a unionization bid at one of his casinos. Gingrich resigned from Congress in disgrace in 1999, forced out by Republicans, hiding his extramarital affair with a congressional staffer. Adelson stepped in as his financial godfather, pumping millions into the coffers of American Solutions for Winning the Future, an independent political committee that covered Gingrich's extravagant travel expenses. When Gingrich embarked on his presidential trial, George Harris became his campaign finance co-chair, representing Adelson by proxy. And when Gingrich provoked a hailstorm of criticism for claiming the Palestinians were an invented people, Adelson publicly defended him. Read the history of those who call themselves Palestinians, and you will hear why Newt Gingrich said recently that Palestinians are an invented people. Adelson told a group of American Jews visiting Israel on a program he funds called Taglit Birthright Israel. Now, despite Gingrich's dismal finish in the Iowa caucuses, the opening contest in the Republican primary, Adelson has staunchly remained on his side, donating $5 million to a super PAC created to support Gingrich's campaign in the key primary state of South Carolina. His Armageddon, if you will. Now, but if Gingrich quits the race, Netanyahu will not be without a candidate. He can count on former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney to carry the neoconservative banner all the way to Election Day. Of Romney's 22 campaign foreign policy advisors, 15 worked in the administration of George W. Bush. Six were original members of the Project for the New American Century, the neoconservative group that called for regime change in Iraq. Romney's own super PAC, Restore Our Faith, credited with destroying Gingrich's hopes in Iowa through a relentless barrage of negative ads, is financed in part by Mel Sembler, a Florida-based multimillionaire shopping mall developer and veteran Republican fundraiser appointed the U.S. ambassador to Italy by President George W. Bush. Sembler was mired in scandal when the federal government revoked the license of a chain of adolescent treatment centers he founded after former teenage patients complained they were sexually abused, psychologically tortured, and humiliated during sadistic behavior modification programs. Less well known is the financial largesse that Sembler has bestowed on neoconservative outfits supporting Netanyahu's policies, and he's also, no shock or surprise, a close friend of Adelson. In November of 2011, President Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy commiserated about Netanyahu, unaware that their voices were picked up by live microphones. You fed up with him. I have to deal with him even more often than you, Obama complained to Sarkozy. Romney seized on the episode as proof of Obama's disqualifying leadership and proof of his fitness for office. We have yet another reason why we need new leadership in the White House, Romney declared. In ramping up the effort to turn Israel into an anti-Obama wedge issue, a group of neoconservative Netanyahu allies have started an independent political committee called the Emergency Committee for Israel, also known as ECI. The group's name was inspired by the Emergency Committee to Save the Jewish People of Europe, an organization that Netanyahu's terrorist father, Benzion, helped lead during World War II, in part to raise money for the right-wing Ergun militia in Palestine. The group's board comprises of a who's who of Washington neoconservatives. It is directed by Noah Polak, a former assistant editor of a Adelston-funded newspaper, which also includes several fellows who are now in Netanyahu's inner circle of advisors. Pollack was credited with helping the Israel army launch a YouTube channel to rebut accusations that it committed war crimes in the Gaza Strip. The article goes on to point out that Netanyahu has for many years been cultivating cultural warriors of the American right as allies for the Netanyahu agenda. And there is, as you can tell, no love lost between Netanyahu and Obama. And Netanyahu is far from confident that he can dislodge Obama. He is preparing himself for a possible second Obama term. Netanyahu has signaled his intention to move up the date of Israel's national election, which a political analyst for Israel Radio explained Netanyahu's possible motives to Reuters. At the highest echelons, they have long been saying that if Obama is elected for a second term, the carrot will be replaced by a stick. So, my friends, when we look at America's political landscape, it gets rather interesting. And I think this article by Max Blumenthal fills in a lot of the holes about the Zionist Israeli influence on picking the Republican candidate that's going to run against Obama. It doesn't help explain, you know, the military actions that are taking place in the Middle East, but it does beg the question, why is the mainstream media in this country not paying any attention to the power of the Zionist lobby. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Larry in Arkansas. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, you just blew me out of water. I had a nice little theory about that Elderson donation, mine was, it you that reported that the Mormon Church had financed through one of their organizations, Steve Wynn? The Mirage Hotel?
No, not at all.
Well, that was somebody on one of the talk shows that had said that his name used to be Steve Kara or something like that, and then he changed to Steve Wynn. But anyway, so if that was true, I didn't know if it was true or not, but I heard it over one of the talk shows. Then I thought, well, maybe this is just a good old fight between the Mormons and Christians by Elderson being in the casino business out in Las Vegas.
Well, judging by this article by Max Blumenthal, it seems as though the real motivation behind Edelson is more as a supporter of Bibi Netanyahu.
Well, that's what I understand now from your comments, and that might and what that leads me to now is that, you know, they reported that there was a car bombing in one of the. This is just like yesterday or something.
The Iranian scientist.
Yeah, and then when you got Gingrich on one of his debates, the Republican debates, saying, "Well, I wouldn't be for a full-out war necessarily. I would just be interested in covert operations."
Oh, sure.
So I mean that's...
And that same sentiment was just echoed by the Israeli defense secretary, who pretty much said that covert operations was a better way of achieving Israel's goals than a full blown. Attack on Iran's nuclear sites, which would ultimately, unfold into World War III.
Yeah, and set off Cobalt 90.
Yeah.
Hey, Elderson must have a lot of interest other than gambling, then, because...
Oh, sure. I mean, his interest is solely promotion of Israel. I mean,
yeah, but I mean,
he's a
why?
Zionist.
I know, but how does that benefit him financially? I mean, that's why these guys do this stuff. I would think is for financial gain. Does he have some?
When you're the eighth richest man in America, money is not the objective any longer. It's the ideology.
Huh. Well. And, yeah, well, now you got my old mind to thinking again. So,
well, let me tell you, go to my website and read that article. It is one of the better articles that and I follow Max Blumenthal. He's done some amazing reporting of the Zionist influence in the U.S., and I think this fills in a lot of holes.
Well, what is their end game? I mean, what is the end game for the Zionist in America other than financial? I mean, is it, what is it?
Well, ultimately, Netanyahu wants to derail this two-state solution that the Palestinians are pushing for.
Oh, using us. Okay.
Oh, sure.
Using our military.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that ExtendoVite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on ExtendoVite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how ExtendoVite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend ExtendoVite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Flipside for this Thursday, and during the commercial break, a quick Google search of Steve Wynn produced this in 1946. Steve Wynn changed his name to Wynn, W-Y-N-N, presumably as a marketing strategy and a move to trump anti-Jewish bias. So, it's, you know, no matter how many times you go around the mulberry bush, you'll always end up in the same place. It is quite amazing. So once again, I hope I've answered a number of the questions I got via email yesterday, posted on my website. The Max Blumenthal article entitled The BB Connection, and right under that one, the Simon Black report about the suspicious activities reporting requirements. And as I said, you not only get a lot from the article, but you get even more insight by reading the comments at the end of the article. But I cannot emphasize more the interview, the speech given by Eric Sprout at the Casey Summit. John Embry's prediction of silver breaking $100 in 12 to 24 months. And the report by Endeavor Silver, taking heed to what Eric Sprout said and withholding substantial amounts of gold and silver rather than selling it at market. But anyway, my friends, stand by, Vincent, and Prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour. And we'll do this again tomorrow with a weekly chat with good friend Charles Coulson from Straight Gate Ministries. Till then, see you back.